Everybody knows it's gotta go.
Out here, Ville, popping bottles. We got Clark Jones in the building.
What's up, man? Clark LaRue Jones. Y'all already know what's going on. You know the movie. You know the movie. You don't hit on a girl, you be hitting on a...
When you say Word, you mean like a Microsoft Word program on my computer?
No. Poindexter. Yeah, like that. Yeah, all right. Blade Brown is the biggest asshole I've ever met. Hey, I thought you were deaf.
You better stop dissing me.
Man, if you don't quit dissing me. I thought you were deaf. That was my bicuspid.
We got Clark Jones in the building.
Doing an unofficial script read of the 1994 classic.
Classic birthday party.
Yo, Benito, you want to play with my frog?
Your frog ain't jumping in my direction.
Yeah.
They scored a movie with hip-hop.
It was a Seinfeld-like hip-hop, though, because it was like a through beat. That what you just did, that beep, beep, like every time they
did
the switch
scenes.
But it
was like the show a little bit.
It was a TV show.
No, like,
that was
like
a movie.
The show by like Slick Rick and them.
Slick Rick had a show?
No, this is called The Show.
This yeah. Is, yeah, okay.
It was
yeah.
Like kind of like, no, this ain't, that ain't it. That ain't it.
They used that song, though, in the movie.
You ready, Rick?
Right. I don't think
when I met
it.
You, I admit my first thoughts was the trick. You look so good.
Well, why would you do that? We're talking about classic.
Yo, Biggie
we're talking about classic.
Biggie,
wait, no,
if
wait.
Sus was around,
no,
if Paul
wait.
Was around, when Biggie was like in his hay,
he was quoting Richard Pryor.
Still, if Paul was
all
around when Richard
quotes
Pryor
was taken, all the other Richard yo, Pryor quotes was taken.
Yo,
the if, Public Enemy sampled all if, the good Richard Pryor quotes, so that was the only one that was left.
That one special where Richard Pryor is talking about sucking dick for like crack, man. If somebody was Paul's like in the 70s, that would have had so many. That would have been one of the main comments.
People been like,
on
what's
his
that?
IG.
What's that?
What's no, that? I'm saying if he did
I
it.
I got an 8-track. What are you talking about?
Pause.
What is pause?
How are you doing comments? What it's 1973.
This man rich as hell. He got a tape player. What the hell is pause? That's some new stuff.
I want to know, man, right now. No, your, don't leave. Don't
get
leave.
Out of here, millionaire. This man a millionaire.
He said, from the future.
Talking about pause. I gotta wait 4 tracks before I pause. I could never use a bathroom.
Excuse me, sir. Can you leave? You're upsetting the guests.
Yo, you really popping bottles out here. I've never seen somebody drink a drink and then it explode.
You know what?
More.
Well, I played golf today and I had one of those like fanny packs. So I've really been carrying it around.
Okay.
And now it's like, well, I drove all the way out to this undisclosed location. That, I ain't gonna tell the address.
Please don't. That drink is stressed out. Clearly it's
was,
stressed out.
Man,
to,
this is the
to
most...
explode twice. That's like, hey man.
I like it was sit it down. This is the most dramatic Pacifico ever.
That was crazy. What is Pacifico?
Shit, just a beer that was the same as the other beers on the menu. So I just grabbed it. It's like a IPA, I think.
Okay.
I think.
What does IPA stand for? Do you know?
International Pale Ale.
International Pale Ale.
This
so it's
like,
not from IPA can't be from here, or we included in international.
This is foreign, or like my friends in Atlanta say, foreign.
Why you had to do us like that?
Because that's how y'all say like, foreign.
No,
y'all say this
I
a foreign.
Can say foreign.
This you can
say foreign.
Look
all the
how
time.
Look how you slowed down
no,
to
no,
say
no.
it though.
I can say
that
foreign.
Was not
no,
the
no,
normal
no.
speed that you speak. You say I could say foreign. If you say foreign,
I don't know.
Like Wale Folarin. It rhymes. That's how I know. That's how I work on my little accents. You got to say foreign like falarin. That's a what's that word? Nigerian. That's Nigerian.
Reference.
What? Wale falarin.
Oh, okay.
You got ties to Wale, don't you?
I don't have ties to Wale.
Yeah, you tied to Wale.
I mean, I was I was a big fan early on.
Okay.
And like, yeah, I helped him get his Grail sneaker, but it wasn't like, you know.
You helped him get his Grail. That's a connection.
Yeah, yeah. He said on a,
he shouted
on a, you know,
Twitter?
He said on a sneaker blog that he would pay the price of a small car for a certain shoe. I saw the shoe in his size DS on eBay. I didn't have enough money to extort the man. You know,
you didn't
saying?
Have enough money to extort the man. That is the reason why you extort, because you don't have the money to not extort somebody.
The shoes was going for like 600.
Oh, so you sent them the link.
I sent them the link. Yeah. And so, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. If I had 600, I don't know how I would have played it, but I might have parlayed it into like an in-person meetup.
You didn't have the buy-in.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not, you gotta have the
buy-in. I'm not trying to extort money. I'm trying to extort dap.
Yeah, how could he shout you out? Like, he would have to go on Fake Shirt Drive and shout out.
I'm going to take it to D.C. to the dude, like, oh, I'll meet you in the parking lot of so-and-so, and then I got to, like, MapQuest.
Because this is pre-Instagram. It's not like he could do your handle. It would have to be, like, your real Facebook name.
I'd have Wale shoes like this on the Megabus
just
going
letting
to
you know, do you want these or do you want these?
Right.
Because you can come get these.
Right. And I'm not extorting. I'm extorting them to, like, you know, for the meetup, not for the...
Yeah, because that was, like, the break of, like, you know, blog rap was, you know...
It was the blog era, and Twitter was a mini-blog.
Twitter
and
was a mini-blog.
The reason I got on Twitter is because, well, I was already on Twitter, but the reason I started checking it is because Wale would always be on there.
It was the Wild Wild West at the beginning. Anybody would be replying to you.
Well, yeah, because you could see the entire... Like timeline,
you could see the entire timeline.
So
any
as
celebrities,
people are tweeting, you could just watch it.
Yes,
and then what people? So okay, people are talking about the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right,
cool. I'm already watching that. You know what
there
I'm saying?
There was no verification, anything, so anybody could be anybody. I got on because of what was the world's most dangerous hip hop site? Was it
World Star Hip Hop?
Before that, it was a blog. That that just would debut music, and I had got my
hip hop DX
all hip hop. My boy had put out a song for Obama. This was 08, obviously, and I just did a cold like he gave it to us. It was called I Am Obama, and I just sent it to the all hip hop guy, and he put it up there. And he ate up. Yeah, the president Jay-Z got in trouble for that. He know he ain't supposed to be talking like that. 50 Cent called out a Jay for, he ain't supposed to be making records like that no more. But yeah, and not just the all hip hop guy, I forget his name, but we were just like talking like,
okay.
Like we could be anybody. There was no separation of church and fame.
I would interact with celebrities, screenshot it, put it on my blog.
Did you have what was the blog thing? The big blog. I still have one.
I had a blog and it was like a play on Funny or Die and it was Funny or Fly and it was supposed to be like Hype Beast meets
genius.
Like black genius. comedy stuff, you know.
Rob, what's your IQ, man?
My IQ, I don't know the number. I know that
I was
in the gifted program. Like I was, you know, enough to be in a get an H on the side of my schedule.
Baccalaureate program? Would you do the international baccalaureate?
Because I didn't do international baccalaureate, just AP, you know.
On the college level.
I was chilling, you know.
You weren't chilling, man. You have a brilliant mind. You have a brilliant
sometimes,
mind.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm like, dang, like, all right, brain, like, you should have checked your email. With your smart self, you should have checked your email. If you're so smart, you left the house without checking your email. Now you're missing all kind of messages. You know what I'm saying?
You have a distinct face when you're disappointed in yourself. I've seen it live.
Okay.
Like, where like you saw an opportunity pass or something that you could have did, and you just kind of... Like, I've seen it.
Dang.
And of course, we in the business of paying attention to people.
That's the most eloquent way to express bombing that I've ever heard in my life. You were disappointed at the opportunity that passed you by.
You knew it was coming.
That's the only way I'm going to describe bombing from now on. How was your set? You know what? I was a little disappointed as an opportunity was passing me by.
I owe you that. I owe you that. Well, you knew it was coming because I called you a genius right before that.
Right,
so you
got to
be skeptical of what's coming after.
I was set up. I was too busy. worried about when I'm not genius. I'm already tearing down the genius. I can't even accept genius. I'm like, genius, you know, like sometimes I'll go back and see if I unplugged the iron and I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Just silly
I don't
shit.
Really know, you know.
Because that's low vibrational things. You don't okay. care about that.
I care about the electricity vibrations. I care about those vibrations.
You care, but you don't be thinking about it. You think about things fire. On a higher level.
I think about fire.
What type of fire? I know you got some shit like about
iron
fire.
Plugged into
what 20 minutes you got on fire? I know you
I
got.
I don't got no 20 minutes on fire.
Come on, hey, don't. I saw you the first time.
That's how civilization. You know, that's how we
here
got
we
it
go,
popping.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we come.
That's
here
how
come
we
the
got
20
it
minutes.
Popping. Here come that's the how
joke.
We got popping.
Here come the joke.
The circle.
And what else?
You know,
the circle. What else? Keep going.
What you mean? You got rocks. You
got
more, sticks.
You know you got fire. You know you got 20 on fire.
Rub two sticks together.
Anything you bring up, you got
click
some time
two rocks.
On it. First time I saw Rob, period, was on stage at Native Factory.
Hey.
It was an immediate hate, and by hate I mean jealousy, because the man was just crushing so hard. And it wasn't even the fact that he was crushing. I'm from Chicago. I've seen plenty of people crush all the time. It was the fact that he was crushing at Native Factory. Hannibal Buress was hosting at the time, so he was there. And kneeling in front of Rob, like on the floor watching Rob destroy, was our Reggie Watts.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't enough, I'm like, you know what? Hey, this is pre-Instagram. Well, this is pre, like, everything being recorded. You
no
know,
videos.
Everybody going to go home and never think about this. That'll be their little moment. Maybe throw them a shout. I go to Reggie Watts' Instagram. He took a photo of Rob Hayes and put kill it. And I'm just like, this is in perpetuity now. Now,
hey, that
I got to be
the
mindful
biggest
of that.
Flex. I didn't even live in New York yet.
Didn't. Pulled up.
So when I went back home.
Of course.
Crazy. And people
going back down south from New York City and Reggie Watts.
Come on. It's documented.
It's foreign.
It's documented. You know I'm not lying.
It's foreign.
You know what I'm saying? I know y'all see me disappointed.
It was blurry.
At plenty of opportunities that passed me by, but guess when they didn't pass? When I was in Brooklyn.
Bro, I would have lived off that at least for a year. That was insane. Because it was authentic. It was like he really just happened to be. Now, was it authentic? Was that all set up?
Nah.
From like.
That
you
was set up.
You know your industry.
That was
you know
a stranger.
Industry.
I ain't no industry.
Nobody ain't set that
up. I showed
up.
They ain't called for me. I just showed up.
Organic.
I was just like, hey, I'm downstairs. But like, they didn't know I
floor.
Was coming.
It's one floor at the
They didn't know I was coming. You know what I'm saying? I ain't industry. They had an open call. I got found in an open call. The people that be on the street, they found me off the street.
How'd you even find Hannibal? How did that even come about?
This the wild thing. This
that
the wild
is the
thing.
Story. Go ahead.
He saw a video that Vanessa Fraction posted of me. And so when I met him, he said, I just saw you. So it was no, hey, I'm a guy that does this, I promise.
He already had the proof.
Oh, he's doing it with people that I know. People I could call up and be like, hey, you know.
That's like serendipity on top.
Yeah,
it's
it was nuts.
Vanessa from
I was
Chicago.
Like,
he from Chicago. He happened to see.
Right.
He could have not been on Instagram that day. You know, them random days, you're like, man, I fuck social media.
Right.
But he wasn't. He was on there. He saw you.
Yeah.
And then he said, come to New York?
No, he never told me to come to New York.
Oh, okay. Because that would have been nuts.
No, I'm like, hey, I heard you got a new show, blah, 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 blah.
I heard.
This is in 11.
Well, you still had to hear
this
things.
This is when the show was new.
But I'm saying, like, in 11, you kind of had to, you could still hear things, not like, I saw this.
Right. Yeah,
I heard.
There's no
yeah,
saw.
I heard you got this
no,
show.
I saw on a website. I read an article, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then. Next year I go up there, and it was crazy. It was crazy. Chris Rock was on stage, Lucas Brothers on stage, W. Kamau Bell in the building. You know what I'm saying? Hari on stage.
Oh.
Like it's popping. Like intermission, crowd changing out. People from the outside on the inside. Get in. People from the inside on the outside.
They're like
popping 10.
It can't get no better than
I'm
this.
I'm lucky to get in. Then the next year I hit him up like, hey, I'm rolling through. I'm on a road in the area, you know. And then it was like, you know, no response for a minute, but then it was like, yeah, you good, like day before. And it was like, cool, bet. I was, you know, I'm still rerouted anyway. I'm coming through anyway. Yeah.
Did you have a list of shows that you was going to do? You just pulled up to that one?
No, I had, you know, anything I could get.
Because motherfuckers would come do Knitting Factory, and then the rest of their week booked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, come through the bar. Right. Would you do it Thursday? Yeah.
It was one of them type of spots.
It was one of them type of spots. It definitely,
you know?
Was. It was a good look.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
Also, when you're producing a show, it's great when it's like, all right, this person new and they got a great opinion of doing shows over here. All right, cool.
What you mean?
We're going to get them to do something that's less fun.
What you talking about? What you talking about? This is a joke on me?
No, I'm saying. I'm saying people come through from out of town.
They do
that show. That show is a blast. It's Sunday. I'm like, well, come to my show. It's on a Tuesday.
If it's
like this on Sunday, just imagine what it'd be like on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then they come through and then they're like, okay. But they got that energy of I thought I was coming to another crazy joint. You know what I'm saying? That works out to our benefit.
It was a lot of that where like people like, well, it can only go up from here.
Yeah.
New York is not like they said.
Saturday I'll be at Madison Square Garden at this rate.
I got paid to be in front of the biggest audience. I'm gonna be in front of until the next time I do this show.
Yeah.
Damn. Look at my serendipity.
Come on. Now they got me in Long Island City, Queens. I made it now, baby.
Long Island City, Queens. Long Island
City, Queens. I'm right across from Manhattan, baby. I'm gonna go to Times Square, hang out, go right, take that 7, and I made it.
Is this a basement? Okay. Maybe this is a secret basement. It's gonna get full. People gonna fall in. That's what I'm gonna go later in the show. Oh, less people are here now? Wow, this is different.
Man, I seen that person on TV. All right, they work here. Cool.
They got them. It's humbling. Mm-hmm, this game is no shortage of humility. Humbling opportunities. Opportunities to be humbled. It's no shortage of it, man.
But yeah, Clark, I feel like, you know, I got to spend some time living not far from you in New York. In Brooklyn
Heights, Bushwick.
Yeah. And but also, you know, you're a Chicago guy. You also went to Morehouse, so got some Atlanta, experience,
flavor.
You know what I'm saying? Lived out here. Now you're back.
Now I'm back.
Yeah.
ran out of superlatives.
No. You done all kind of stuff. You done been on TV.
Absolutely.
You done the things. You was blind. You wasn't blind.
I was,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying?
2020. Every Aquarius during the pandemic went blind at least once.
It's just a thing. Stand up. Done wrote on some shows
TV,
that, you know what I'm saying, people
absolutely
rock with. Heavy. You know
heavy
what I'm saying? Like,
I think my name is good out here. I would say overall, it's pretty cool out here. Now, this is one thing I love about like current is like explaining things when somebody says, explain this in NBA terms, right?
So explain what in NBA terms?
Well, I'm gonna ask you, what NBA player trajectory do you feel like your career most mirrors? Or most mirrors
what
your career?
NBA player
for
trajectory.
For where you at right now, what season or what like place could you, because I feel like I'll lead it off. Like, I don't know the answer to this question before I put it out there. I thought you was going to answer first, but...
No. I was going to talk my way through it.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's kind of where I'm at.
I was thinking, like, okay, I think a lot of us come in the game with a Jordan type of mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, all right, it's in the cards. I'm in my early 20s. I could be Martin. It could happen. I could be Martin. You know, by the time I'm 27, I'm on Fox, baby.
It could easily.
Right?
Easily, because nobody knows anything.
It's still a possibility in my eyes. I'm not even realizing. I don't know about Star Search. I don't know about what's happening now. I don't know about the journey to get to Martin. I'm just like, okay.
Talking Dirty After Dark? You don't know about that?
Well, I know about that.
Okay.
I know about that. But I'm thinking he already, you know. Yeah.
Man, that was... fish grease hot. Like,
right.
But that's when Chris Rock told us. Go ahead.
To me, that's Michael Jordan. To me, that's like going in, like, as far as like comparing yourself to other people. You know what I'm saying? Like there's Eddie Murphy, but you already got to be in the game as a teenager.
19 SNL,
16 just random places doing comedy in
with
the 70s.
Jerry Seinfeld.
You just got it. You never had a period where you get it. Dave Chappelle, you a teenager on stage. You know what I'm saying? Ari Spears, teenager on stage. You know, I'm not them.
The young
but I'm
phenom.
I'm looking at Seinfeld. I'm looking at, you know what I'm saying, Steve Martin. I'm looking at Martin and stuff. So those are like, you know, the trajectories I'm looking at the time.
It evened out a lot. Like, as much as people like to complain about now, I just feel like it's really up to you. Like,
right.
There will be people who may come in and try to block your blessings, whatever it might be, but I prefer a motherfucker just looking at my numbers and saying, yeah, this lines up. They ain't got to like me.
Right.
You don't care who I've been with, none of that
shit.
Like, I like when it's just the numbers, as opposed to before we were just like, man, what do you want? Oh, you want to have sex with this person. That's not going to happen here. You got to tell Diddy no. You know what I'm saying? Or whoever it might be, no.
Wait, what?
Just the bullshit of it. I feel like a lot of bullshit has been
removed.
They
were not booking comedy clubs with that.
Oh, who they want to have sex with?
Yeah. No way.
wait a minute.
No way.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I don't think so.
Let's rewind. You don't think people was getting booked off, in any fashion in the comedy game, off of the booker wanting to have sex with that person, that comedian?
I think if you're thinking like that, you're crazy.
I've seen it happen.
I think the people that sell the best the weekend are the people that they go after.
But how do you know that person's going to sell before you book them?
I think Jeff Dunham had puppets. I don't think people are like, man, he's hot. Oh, my God. I can't wait to have sex with Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
I think he had a trunk full of puppets, and every year he had a different puppet show. And they could book him every year because he's going to have a new puppet show every year.
You know what? I'm sold.
New puppets.
I'm sold. No booker ever was doing it for nefarious reasons. It was just like, you know
what?
So
you think Sam Kinison got out of here because people had a crush on him? Or did he just have a unique voice that could reach the people in crazy ways? Like, you acting like these people wanted to be with Dice.
I know a Sam Kinison story that I don't even know if I'm at liberty to say. Cause that'll get it too real. Like, I ain't about to break no. You know, you just know it if you're out in the comedy scene. But usually it's something non-comedy related, and that's not dissing it. It's just the way that it's been.
I don't like this type of talk, man.
How else would you? During all these comedy booms, it's so many. What's going to differentiate you when you're talking about breaking somebody outside of? It was a lot of funny people. So what's going to differentiate you? Just luck. Because you got to have luck,
It's not luck. It's having that thing that separates you. It's being memorable. It's being a star.
This is funny.
It's being a star.
This is funny. This is hilarious.
Why is it hilarious?
Because you know what you're doing.
What you mean? I'm just telling the truth.
Your pitch went up a notch. That means you're lying.
That's not true.
You would fail one of them lie detector tests because your voice went up an octave.
Ain't nothing wrong with your voice going up an oxygen.
Nothing wrong with it. That's a straw man argument. I didn't say it was wrong. I just said it means that you are being, you know, a little bit adjacent of facts. This is the age of truth.
I don't think so.
Age of truth.
The age of truth, it don't gotta be.
It is, though.
It don't gotta be. Truth isn't based on fact. If you believe something that's not true, or you've always believed, what if you initially learned something wrong, right? Like, this is a table, but what if you originally learned it was a chair and you never had an opportunity to have a differentiation in that meaning? Like, say you took a test, that's the only question you got wrong, you still got an A. No one was like, hey, but just so you know, this is a table, this is a chair. Now you've grown. You like, I saw him, he fell on the table. It changes the whole court
case. But you believing it don't make it truth.
But it's your truth. Your it, truth.
It's not, there's no such thing as your truth, my truth. What it's you either mean? True or it's not true.
It's either true or it's not true sometimes.
Because then this table, you can say it gets into opinion because you can say this table is a chair if you can sit on it. So that's okay. Not my truth or your truth. It actually is a chair because you can sit on it. That's indisputable.
Right, but somebody would say you're lying.
They would say what they would change the subject because it's not a debate that you can actually have.
Why is it not a debate that you can have? Why are some debates you can have, some debates you can't have?
Because there's no I don't debate feelings, and okay. I don't debate shit you can't verify.
But you can verify that as a society, we have an idea of what tables are. We have an idea of what chairs are to make life more efficient.
We have an idea. Exactly. Ideas is another thing I won't debate. I'll discuss. I won't debate it.
Okay.
What's the biggest debate that you're facing right now? What's the last good debate you had?
The last good debate? I haven't had a good debate in a while. I keep getting caught in debates that either I'm uninformed on or the person I'm talking to is uninformed on. I haven't had a good, like, I have information, they have information, let's go to bout debate in a minute.
It's not a good debate until it turns into a discussion. That's why I won't debate.
What will you debate?
What will I get into what a will debate, you debate about?
Yeah.
I'll get into a debate about anything if I feel like the person who I'm debating, it's about the person I'm, the energy, it's like mushrooms. It's like who I'm with as opposed to the actual thing.
Okay, you know so you mean? Assume my audience knows what mushrooms is like
I, most people do at this point. Mushrooms are all about who you're experiencing it with. That's what that's if it's with a bad vibe, right. Bad person.
For those of you that don't do mushrooms, Clark says,
what is your demographic? Doing it with. What's your demographic?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. So I don't know who is watching this. I don't know who is receiving this, but I appreciate all of you. I appreciate each and every one of you, even the ones that say negative stuff, because you drive other people to say positive stuff.
Yes.
And then that stuff is what I like fuel my sleep on.
Two things. Number one, somebody's out there patiently waiting for us to name the NBA reference to our careers. The conversation
I was trying so hard
second,
to find my player.
Second, negative comments aren't even the worst anymore. You know what the worst comments are? The "well, actually" people. "Well, actually" is way. Somebody called me Fat Method Man. I'm like, you know what? That's pretty good. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Someone was like, oh, does anybody else think he's one of Method Man's fat cousins? And I was like, I do. Yeah, he kind of, I'll take that. That's what I did.
Well, where's the "well, actually"?
I put up a rap joke and somebody said, well, actually, the lyrics are this. And that's just like, man, you're a fucking loser, bro. Are you one of those people? Are you a "well, actually"?
I'm actually thinking about getting a...
Do you have a burner?
Getting a burner. I'm thinking about getting a burner because...
Did you post on my ludicrous joke?
Right now, the "well, actually" be cutting into my brand as a person that puts out things, and I don't like that, and sometimes I just want a "well, actually" in peace.
So wait, so you want to create an account where you could "well, actually" comedians' jokes?
Not comedians' jokes. Just stuff that I see, and I'm like, they need to actually. Damn. They need the facts. The facts need, because
it be on
people need credit when they nail it. And some people nail it. And I feel like the "well, actually," like when you look down and there's no "well, actually," it's like, dang, they nailed it. They bodied it.
So
that deserves
credit. The
victor
gets all the spoils because there was actually... They're referencing a thing, and it accurately happened like that. And they found the funny in it. So they should get more credit than somebody who was a little bit off.
Because sometimes I feel like if you're a little bit off, you changed it for your convenience, not like, oh, I messed up. But sometimes I've been a victim of, I didn't really change it for my convenience. I remembered it one way. It happened another way.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a time where you couldn't check. I grew up in a time where whatever you pulled, just went into it. Whatever you, however you, you know, reform this memory. Yeah, I saw Terminator 2. This happened and this happened. And I might, you know, pull something else and put it in there because I don't remember every single frame and I can't just pull it up in my pocket.
Well, here, the real question is, if you continue to do, say it was a joke, did you change it when you performed the joke later? Because I have.
I've done it.
And that's all. That's the most you can ask for me, right?
Yeah.
Because my Sweeney Todd joke, I called Mrs. Lovett, Mrs. Mooney. I got those switched up. And, you know, the musical theater community, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they are the most well, actually, of probably any subset.
See now,
so
Clark.
When I mix those up, I'm like, listen, y'all, I was nervous. This Comedy Central is a big opportunity for me. I'll never let it happen again, though.
This is not the New York Times. We're not trying to, like, get you in caught up in anything. If you want to call somebody something else and somebody something else, that's your creative license as a creator.
You can
do that and on stage.
No, on stage. I don't want them mad at me.
Another joke. Oh, you missed that one. It was bars.
They're my people. I can't turn my back on the MTs. No, MTKs. That's
when Eddie Murphy on Weekend Update said Opie Cunningham and mixed Opie Taylor and Richard Cunningham together and said it to Ron Howard's face, like that was hard because it was like he messed that up on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
It's like one of them type of
it's a flex. You think I really don't know Sweeney Todd? Get out my face.
Eddie Murphy, when he falls, is on a pile of money though. When I fall, it's a one bedroom in Highland Park. And the bed is not soft.
It's
just the best I can do at this time.
I'm talking about pre-hairline Eddie Murphy. He lining himself up in the green room with the straight razor. If you've seen the backstage pics, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, well, I ain't about to delete it, so shit. I'm just saying, thank you, because in the future, you know what?
It depends on what it is. Like, I had that, like, Oppenheimer thing that happened,
right.
And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to be spreading false information just because I had a funny premise come to me while I'm watching a movie. And I don't want my ignorance to be duplicated.
Okay.
You know, and I feel like there's a responsibility there. I feel like a lot of comedians be giving ammo to people who don't have ammo that are wrong, that have hateful thoughts, that have terrible things. And now we figured out the perfect way to say it, but now we just made that a gift to the ops. And I feel like we have a responsibility to not do that. We have so sometimes I will go back and be like, this is the real, this is what really happened, because the last thing I want is people repeating what I said to fuel some stuff that I don't agree with.
I don't feel shit about it being wrong. Number one, because you just got to look at people now and, like, the mistakes.
Look at people.
You got to look at people now. Look at them right now.
If you're somewhere and there's people around, look at them. If you had your eyes closed, take your shades off and get a good look at the people right now.
Remember back when people was all full of themselves? But look at people now.
All
humble. Post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Everybody going through it, right?
Yeah.
Look at people now. So, we like the mistakes. We talk about the mistakes. If it's flawless, people go, oh.
Just look over your shoulders, girl. Cut.
Ooh.
You
know who you are?
Shoulders.
You're Michael Jackson. That's who you are. Hilton Jacobs.
Hey, don't ever stop the take. And I love mistakes.
Leave it in. That's a nipple because I'm drooling. That's a shadow. It's a shadow. No, that's a nipple. It's a shadow. Nah, that's a nipple because I'm drooling. If you know the reference, Venmo me.
Another 1992 film.
Boomerang is the greatest rom-com of all fucking time. Because it had the romance and the comedy.
Yeah.
Equal parts.
Yeah. Also, it's like a very unique Eddie Murphy movie.
Oh, shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's like playing a character that he normally doesn't play, and it's like he's nailing it, though. You know what I mean?
It's so anti-Hollywood. People are like, where are the white people at in this world, this New York City? And they're like,
But it's based on the Johnson Product Company. And
Yes, absolutely. What's funny, and if people are Boomerang fanatics or really watched it recently, I don't know if Marcus Graham had a flat screen or the TV was in the wall.
The TV was in the wall.
You think so?
It's the nine deuce.
But
the
it's Eddie.
The TV is in the wall, bro.
It's Eddie, though.
It's
Eddie,
a heavy think, wall. It's
you don't a, think Eddie could have had a flat Marcus. Screen?
It's Marcus Graham.
Even still.
He ain't had no flat screen. Wasn't no plasma.
I was tweaking.
Wasn't no liquid in that TV.
I was tweaking.
No, the TV
like,
in the wall.
Bro.
Build a wall around my TV. Measure the TV and then measure the wall.
But that beam got to be like deep then because you're cutting out half of it. The
right.
Tisha Campbell next door. Now, how she afford a crib next to Marcus Graham?
What you mean?
Did you see her character?
The other cribs in his neighborhood don't look like his crib on the inside.
Ah, he was standalone.
He was the guy because he lived by himself.
Black gentrifier?
It's like families around there.
Black
it's like other stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? We don't know who lives with Tisha Campbell, why she's outside. She might be outside because there's so many people inside. The only way I could get some privacy is outside.
I guarantee the elevator in his building one shit. Like he gutted two floors.
Really he had like
the whole
a
thing.
Little brownstone, though,
little brownstone
right?
joint. Yeah. But the rest, I bet the hallway wasn't shit.
But we don't see that.
We don't see that.
Matter of fact,
I was the flat
he kind of studio ish because you could see his bed.
That's real.
But it's like
kitchen.
You know what I'm saying.
There
it's
were
like,
no rooms.
I think he might have had a like yeah like
a loft
like a loft, but like the whole loft.
He definitely knocked the wall down to get the TV in there.
Yeah.
They used to be separate two family type shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? I work for Ebony. This will never go out of business.
Right.
I'm about to get a promotion.
Come on, man. I'm the head of marketing. Peacoat game crazy.
Me.
You think I'm
that's
wearing
me.
The same peacoat the whole movie? I got
with
multiple
the collar
coats.
Up, with the
multiple
pre,
coats,
pre-A,
bro.
Collar up.
Pre-A.
Broadway tickets. That went to waste.
Did anyone in your high school ever wear a peacoat pre-A? Anyone?
Okay. I did. But here's why. I was in ROTC. So they gave us peacoats.
That is some Chicago stuff right
there. Yeah, man. I was in Naval. NJROTC, the Navy ROTC, we had the, because that's military dress. So we had the peacoat. And that was just when they kind of dropped. In the city. So, you know, everything that the rest of the country or the world saw around 03 was really Chicago from like 97 through 01 was just a pivotal switch in Chicago.
Mm.
We went from Pelly's never went away, but we just added the Nautica. We added the Perry. Perry Ellis had Chicago in a chokehold.
Yeah.
97. I worked at Evergreen Plaza Mall. So, GOC. Was upstairs in Wilson in the Lark, and mm-hmm. they had all them jackets, Havana Joes. I was downstairs in Wilson's Leather. So between them two stores, like every black person who came to Evergreen Mall, I probably ran across.
Okay.
And so he was upstairs. Yeah, he used to come up there. Yeah, it's a long sort of history, man. Chicago okay. fashion in the late 90s. It was, and Lupe had talked about gangbanging. Had a lot of the leaders had got locked up.
Mm.
So it was just this switch, and then Kanye dropped, and it was just like, okay, this is what we on now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we everybody got gang ties, but we kind of, this is the most popular thing. We going to get behind our guy, and we going to get the shirts with the sweaters underneath and all that.
Did you ever have a Buck 50 hat?
I never had a Buck 50 hat.
Yeah.
What's a Buck 50 hat?
It cost $150. It had like gator skin on it. It had a watch on it.
I didn't have one, but my brother, who was a street guy,
what's
to
a
degree,
Buck 50 hat?
He had
that
he,
was a test. That was a test, guys.
I didn't call it that because that wasn't my era. That wasn't my era. It was
okay.
my city, but it wasn't my era. My okay. older brother had one, and by the time his was beat up, that's when it was just laying around the house. I'm like, I'm not wearing no beat up. Like all the snake skin was starting to shed.
Got you. Yeah.
Chicago back then, a lot of people ask this, like, it was just, you had to do something. Because I always see
you
comedians,
had to do something.
You had to do something. I see a lot of
that's
comedians.
That's how I felt in Atlanta. Like, I had to do something.
Like, but what you mean when you say that, though?
Like, stuff was popping. Other people okay. doing stuff. I'm look around, at people. I'm seeing people doing stuff, and then people. It's like, what's deep down in you're my heart and my soul? Like, what do I want to do?
You had to choose something.
What can I do?
If you wasn't going to gangbang, you had to do something. And not only did you have to do something, you had to do it. You had to commit to it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, if you're not gangbanging, you better be at practice. Mm. Or you better be, you the scorekeeper guy? Okay. I was the dancer. So I had like.
You were the dancer?
I danced in
what
high school.
What does that mean?
I danced in high school.
Ballet, like at, jazz, like at football hip-hop, games and stuff?
Football, halftime, all that.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's documented. It's on the. I do jokes
what
about
what kind
it.
Of dancing you doing?
This was like, it was the guys and dolls. So like we did like, it was just jazz. At the games, it would be like hip hop and, you know, lifting and like everything. But in
you
were in class,
vest?
I did everything.
Did
no,
you
no,
wear
no.
A vest?
It was like this overshirt. It was. It looked very Jabba Kweez-ish. It was costumes.
You was dressed like Ricky Martin.
Duller, because it had to be the school colors. I couldn't just go out there rogue.
You was the school spirit, Ricky Martin.
School spirit, Black 14.
La Vida Loca.
Straight. Yeah, the whole thing.
She
but
bang.
You had to, you if you stood on business, as whatever, that's why I'm not gangbanging, because I got dance practice.
But man. You was dancing on business.
I was dancing. I was spinning on business. I was a pot of bourreing on business, bro.
What is a pot of bourree?
It's like a spin.
Mm.
I was switch kick on business.
So what styles of dance did were you working?
Every
in?
Single one. We had some footwork
jazz,
in there. Jazz.
Tap.
No, not tap. I didn't do tap.
See, that's the
problem.
But
it was tap elements.
That's the problem with our generation. We got tap dancing out of that, and we was good at that. We
tap danced our way away
from
that.
We let Dr. Umar and them get the taps off our shoes, and I feel like tap dancing shows preparation. Tap dancing shows
challenge.
Like skill it and was, stuff. And also, man, some of y'all tap dancers could have tap albums right now if you really
easy.
Think about it.
I mean, Savon Glover tried bringing the noise, bringing the funk.
Yeah, but see, they should have brought in the crunk and the snap and
if
the,
they
could have
got that bridge,
the trap.
The problem,
you know what
I'm
saying?
You know what ruined it? He did that video with Diddy and then.
It was like the 8 Benjamins remix. Stop it.
Him and Diddy was in the
stop
video.
It. That's
and
how I found out he had dreads.
Who
I didn't
did
know.
It?
No, Xavion. I remember seeing Tap Xavion as a kid and being like, okay, he a kid that be tapping, and then he'd be on random
sitcoms Street,
and stuff
Sesame,
tapping.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the dreads had got that long until he was in a Diddy video. And then I seen the commercial for Bringing the Noise, Bringing the Funk.
Yes. All in the Benjamins tap remix, that killed it. And it's like, it's one of them things where it's like, all money ain't good money, because he was going up like this.
Don't
and then
do
it was
that.
Like, wait, you doing that? Nah, we don't buy it as a, you, because Diddy was pretending like he could tap dance. And he made it look easy. And we was just not fucking with it after that.
There was a whole tap dancing element to the smart guy. And it flipped how you even think about tap dancing, because he was a genius, but this was the one thing he couldn't do.
Smart guy couldn't tap dance?
He had to practice at it. It was the only thing he had to work at. That's how he got in the Destiny's Child video, because
no,
he was tap dancing.
That was self-hate. He was trying to deny his blackness.
No, he was not. No,
you
was
you got
not.
A 1200 IQ, but you
they
can't tap dance?
DC, they
it's
lived
literally
in a black
lifting
world.
Your feet up and down, rhythmically. What's blacker than that?
Tap dancing.
I take it as
the Wyclef version.
I wish I didn't know that. I love Smart Guy and all his brothers and sisters.
But imagine tapping to this, though.
Okay. Okay, real quick. The Maoris or the Smollettes?
In what?
In anything. Just as a brand. Would you rather have the Maoris or the Smollettes?
I watch every episode of On Our Own.
Ooh.
On Sundays. Ooh. On ABC.
Who was the guy? Who was the box fade?
I don't remember the
But he
the
was on an episode of Seinfeld. Yeah.
I don't remember the non-Smollett
was
that
the
was
older brother.
The older brother.
Took them in.
But I do remember all the Smollettes. I watched Full House. You know what I'm
they
saying?
They was everywhere. They owned ABC.
Yeah, I watched, you know, The Cosby Show. You know,
sure,
yeah.
That was just Cosby, right?
Oh, okay, wherever they was at, I remember seeing them
if
little kids.
If it's a Smollett there,
I remember
you pulling
seeing
up.
Them gotcha. Little kids. Also, if Lovecraft Country came out 10 years prior, it'd be tatted on me.
Oh.
If Lovecraft Country came out in my early 20s, it'd be tatted on me somewhere.
But
so,
them Maoris, man. But, they was ABC too.
But Sister Sister.
And
Smart Guy.
And
Teen Witches.
And don't forget, he was on a couple family, Full Houses episodes too. He was friends with Stephanie.
Okay.
So he would just pop in. Urkel, who was in Chicago, somehow would end up in San Francisco by himself. Never, that's inexplicable.
Right.
But he would bring Taj Mowry with him. He was a friend of the baby girl, the twins.
Yeah.
So who? Mowry's a Smollett. Who ran
this
the 90s?
This is tough. I'm going to have to go with the 2-way twister. I'm going to have to go with Sister Sister.
Okay.
You know
they
what
were
saying?
Bigger.
Like they got some stuff off. We know they grew up together. And they still got off that they met at the mall. I'd be at the mall like, twin, where have you been? Where's my twin? Where's my twin at?
They met at a twin.
I'm in JCPenney's like, oh, I know he here. I just seen it.
So what
Where
happened?
My twin?
Give me what's the origin story? They met at a mall. Harry lost her house. And so she moved in with Tom Dreesen's comedic partner.
Yeah, so basically, Tim Reed, he got a daughter. They were foster kids. They got split up.
Yes.
They split up some twins, you know what I'm saying?
So that's not her real mama.
No, that's not her real mama.
They both
adopted
it. That's
not their real dad.
I didn't know that.
They both adopted, so he's like, we can't raise them apart, you know what I'm saying? We got to raise them together.
I did not know
that. What's your birthday? It's blah, 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 blah. You know, like, they know all the information. They up on the information because they are foster kids that have information.
Now, did they ever have a Fresh Prince Ben Vereen type episode where they were found by the parents?
They went to go find their parents, and then
on a special episode,
and then they
sister,
found out
sister.
That their parents died, and they found like a picture. Yeah,
I used to get Sister Sister, the show, and Sister to Sister, a Black woman's magazine, mixed up all the time.
Okay, you was reading Sister to Sister trying to find out, like.
My mother bought every issue. It was good read.
How to find out your man is cheating on you. I just want to know if Roger went home.
Yeah, this isn't. Did they find their parents or not? I don't need three different relaxers.
I just want to know where I could buy the I'm going down version that Tamir is saying.
Yeah, why is Brandy on this episode of Sister Sister? She got her own show. Bernie Mac, great uncle.
Yeah.
Best uncle of all time, TV?
Best TV uncle of all time? You putting Bernie Mac over Uncle Bernie over Uncle Phil?
He was the uncle.
You putting Uncle Bernie over Uncle Phil? Uncle Phil, way better uncle than he was a father.
They had a bigger budget on Fresh Prince, though.
Uncle Phil was a better uncle than he was a father to his own kids.
At what point is his daddy?
What do you mean?
Like Bernie Mac was a true uncle because
you know
he visited.
Why, you know,
like
why,
Will living with you, you his daddy.
You know why it's not his daddy?
Why?
Because the
same
way
same complexion.
The last episode ends. The last episode ends. They sell the house and it's like, all right, bro.
That is exactly what I'm going through right
now. We moving to New York. I don't know what you about to do, but hey, bro, it was real. 1990 to 96 was crazy.
Man.
And you made it crazy. You had some jokes. You got a lot of jokes off on me. And guess what? I'm going away from them jokes right now.
Who got the last laugh, though? You shouldn't have been buying all them Jordans.
Hey,
I hope you saved.
I hope you saved your money. You know what I'm saying? Because that pool house ain't available no more.
It's
I hope
gone.
That ULA degree do something for you, bro. All right, my guy.
It's comedy clubs is popping. You
know, got on them Columbias right now. You straight, right?
You friends with DL Hughley.
You
so
got on all linen. I don't got on all linen.
I've been wearing the same vest since season four.
Right, right. I just got to go judge real quick. I don't know what you about to do.
Yeah. Oh, can I come live with you? Boy, I got a son I got to raise.
That was at the old house.
Lil' Nicky.
You the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We don't live in Bel-Air no more.
I can't take food out of Lil' Nicky mouth because you... We in Marcus' grandma's house.
You better go take little Nikki, and a stripper and go fight some aliens.
That's what they should.
Yo, here. Yes. Nikki, get in the car with him. Yes. You his son now.
Yes. Go to a strip club because you're depressed about not having a home.
Jazz sister work at a strip club, okay? So Jazz sister work at a strip club. Go meet up with her. Take little Nikki with you. Get with Jeff Goldblum. Save the planet one time.
Check it out. Your cousin Carlton is about to be a chiropractor in LL Cool J's fitness center.
Yeah.
The girl from Maya Campbell, she gonna be there. Deion Sanders gonna stop by for an episode. I would suggest.
And you didn't hear this from me, but Kim Wayans,
she gonna be there too.
Living Color, she gonna be up there too.
It just looks like a good vehicle for you. You got the experience. You know Quincy Jones, so you should pull up to that. I don't know why you still here in Bel Air. Do a new song.
Tatiana Ali, you about to have a baby, but then you're gonna think about having an abortion. It's a kid, Nick Cannon. Yep. He gonna be talking about it. You know what I'm saying? We gonna hook you up with the video.
DL about to have a family in the show.
Right. Remember that comedian that you had stay over that one that time?
That she was a hack in front of and didn't respect him. You should humble yourself.
Right.
Go to Potluck on Monday. Guess what?
He about to host Comic View.
Bring that back. That's a good. I'm giving you options. This is
y'all
all
don't
LA
even
based.
Know Comic View is a spinoff of The Fresh Prince. They don't even talk about that.
It was a tax write off at the time.
That's what he was auditioning for. Oh.
Listen, Patti LaBelle Out All Night didn't work out, but Morris Chestnut.
There was a whole spinoff, and everybody's like, well, who got the spinoff? And it's like, remember that club they went to a couple times?
That was the...
The club got a spinoff.
Everything
the club
got
set got a spinoff.
Listen.
That's how hot The Fresh Prince was as a show. The set from the club got its own show. They got a deal. Deadline article, holding deal,
but it's
the club set from The Fresh Prince.
It's so many mysteries in their history, though. Like, Will's best friend disappeared. That was supposed to be a hit. He's supposed to be working forever.
What you mean?
The one who was...
I was trying to get in the video.
Damn!
What was you doing?
Him! What happened? Nobody knows him.
Come on.
What happened to
him?
They
went on a whole TV show together.
No one even knows it but to me.
Come on, man.
Cut. Who is this? Oh, yeah. I was just trying to be in the video. That song was... That's not one of their more famous songs, but it was a very good song.
Hey,
ding.
This beat is bleeding.
No one even knows it but to me. I just can't show it. Hey, yo, what up? You cool? Yeah, I'm cooling. You slick? Yeah, I'm slick too. They just asked each other questions. Yeah. You ready to go to Bel Air? Yeah, I'm ready to go to Bel Air. Let's go. Front step. Air Force One. Yeah, now we're kicking it. Everybody knows that it's about to be the next myth. Ooh, yeah, I got some mix with it. John Starks? Nah, he got Clark. Damn, why he going in like that? I'm dancing and I'm rapping. I'm with Zap. No one even knows it but to me. You just can't show it.
Hey.
What's the name of this song?
It's called Gangsta.
I told you I did every form
of
dance.
It's called Gangsta.
Gangsta. Oh.
I can't believe my girl is a gangsta. Yeah. You know, it's Belle Biv DeVoe, so it's still got to be about the ladies. But I didn't know that the lady was in a gang.
Yo, Belle Biv DeVoe taught me, like, women can be bad? Like, really? Poison?
Yeah.
Gangsta?
Oh, man.
I didn't know women could be bad before that.
Hey, when Poison comes on after you've taken sex ed, it's a totally different song.
It's a totally different thing.
You leave sex ed and then you get in the car with your mom and Poison come on the radio. You're like, yo, I will never trust a big butt and a smile.
Poison was the back that ass up of its time.
But it was also like, hey, if you're not, you can do the Running Man. That's what I think we are missing. Our generation never gave options. It was always like, either you're twerking or you're dancing, but you're never dancing when you're twerking.
No. You just pick one, and we're going to judge accordingly.
I like how Destiny's Child used to tell people to twerk, and then they never play those songs out.
I just...
Twerk it, pop it, just don't stop it. Like,
I like how what we call thick in 2002 is vastly different.
Right.
What's thick in 2020?
I feel like thick was just like a racial slur in
2002. It was bad. You was either Beyonce or Jenna Von Oy from Blossom.
It's like I think Thick means urban.
Thick is, it was a euphemism. Yeah, we're going to get a couple urban shows. We're going to get a couple thick shows this fall. We're looking at spinoff from Out All Night and In the House. Black shows have to have no more than three words. Out All Night, In the House, The Fresh Prince. We didn't call it Fresh Prince.
That's just titles.
Nah, man. You it was racist. Dog,
you racist. Full House.
Two, that's for white people.
Step by Step.
Those aren't three words. It's a hyphen in there, so it's really just an amalgamation. That's a black show.
Family Ties?
Let's write a black show called
Man, I don't like what you're doing right now. I think that's just title. Who's the boss?
That's a question, though.
Yeah.
It got to be a statement. Out all night. One on one. Ooh,
no, I don't
like
this.
Every
Moesha, that's one word.
That's three syllables, though. It's like three words. Moesha.
No.
Who
no.
added that last little whisper?
I don't know. That person, I hope they're compensated. I hope they are Moesha. Properly compensated.
That was Countess Vaughn, the real star. The real star of UPN was Countess Vaughn. She had the Parkinson's.
The Parkers.
Moesha. The Parkers.
No, see, you didn't say syllables.
It's
you
a
said
beat.
Word.
It's a beat thing. The Parkers. Moesha.
Mm-mm. What about The Game?
The Game.
Girlfriend.
The Game.
Girlfriends.
Girlfriend show. Girlfriends or is Living Single?
Girlfriends or Living Single? I feel like one informs the other. I think I'll watch. I think if I have more time, I'll sit with multiple episodes of Girlfriends, but I feel like I like, in a one-watch scenario, Living Single better. I don't want to pick one.
I don't want to. No, I could binge. I could binge Girlfriends.
I wish Flavor Magazine was around.
It still can be. We could make anything we want to make.
We
I have
can't
a master's
make Flavor
degree
Magazine
in journalism.
Without Queen Latifah's stamp
She's
of
She's still around?
Yeah.
She didn't write it? She was a character.
But her clique was the Flavor Unit, and they took from her clique to make Flavor Magazine. Like, if she was in
Khadijah,
if she was in the Rough Riders, it'd be Rough Magazine. You know what
Khadijah.
I'm saying?
What like, was the, if what she was the Grant Hill
if
song?
She was in, if she was in Uptown Records, it'd be Uptown Magazine. You know what I'm saying? She was with the Flavor Unit.
First of all, this woman was a bouncer at a DJ competition in Harlem. Right,
she and wasn't a bouncer.
She, oh, I'm sorry. She was in charge.
She was
of
a talent
picking.
Scout.
She was a talent scout.
She was a talent scout doing an open call.
Sure.
And then she tried a guy, and he put his name in a movie.
What's your name? Yeah.
No. Not him. When she was like,
"Before Juice,
your beats is whack. No one likes the music you play." And he said, "What? Forget you then. I'm Flex." And it's like,
that
yo,
was, okay.
He put his name in the movie.
Now, that was that. But then Flex went on to be a star of a TV show called what?
One-on-One.
How many syllables?
Three.
Thank you. That's
also,
the point I'm trying to make.
Also three words.
Also three words. They went all in on the stereotype.
And he played a guy named Flex. No, that's not it. It's the Cosby Show. You could have you could have did that.
If you
a different world. You could have did that. You
if
know.
If you assimilate.
Yeah. What about Martin?
I'm watching Cosby Show. My N.
Nope.
That's like three. Can
nope.
we stretch that?
Nope.
Living Single got four too. Yeah. Now I'm out here with this take. It ain't really based.
It's not making
reality.
Sense.
It ain't.
Just titles. Titles got to be short to the point.
Oh, did you watch the game?
March Madness?
No. Shut up. The TV show about football players with Derwin.
Not really. I did see the backdoor pilot, and I would see it in passing, but I wasn't really like a big watcher of the game.
I wonder how big Writing Rooms was then.
Yeah.
I think it was like four. I really think TV
could
shows
find
to,
out
yeah.
for you, but you know, yeah.
It's gonna cost me.
I'm just saying I could find
the
out.
The way you presented that
yeah,
was
yeah.
very
I
much.
I could find
like,
out
yeah.
at some point in time what it was. But yeah, shout out to everybody that worked on the game.
It was a good time in TV, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
I wish I could see like the Flintstones writer's room. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could see like like how they did, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle. Like, what? Who was working on that?
I'm sure it's the same number of writers that they had in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Because wasn't he a TV writer?
Yeah.
So, like, it was like him, the dude who was in Little Miss Sunshine, and like maybe three other writers.
Oh, wait, Mary Tyler Moore, they were doing news. You talking about Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke, yeah. He was a TV writer.
Yeah, he was a TV writer, but when you watch that, it's like,
it didn't age well?
Honestly.
No women in the writer room?
Honestly, it's like they having a lot of liberties with a lot of stuff, like even what's real and what's not real, what's a dream sequence, what's not a dream sequence.
Really?
Like they having like... Yeah, to the point where it's like, I don't know if I believe anything y'all saying. Y'all some liars.
Yeah, they got real creative. A lot of creative license.
It's a lot of cap on the Dick Van Dyke show.
And I know how a TV writer's room goes because I worked on one show.
A lot of the jokes said, man, this little kid's stupid, ain't he? That's a lot of the jokes. He don't know what anything's called. He's calling stuff the wrong stuff. It's like, oh, kids got real smart on TV after this show. After this show, kids got like show almost like the highest intelligence. Children.
Michael from Good Times was the smartest person in the room.
Yeah. But even like the Brady Bunch and how they communicate and stuff, like when you watch, you know, shows that are a little bit younger, it's like, okay, they don't like the joke's not, hey man, this kid dumb. This kid don't know nothing.
The kid couldn't be stupid anymore.
I mean they could, but it had to be one kid. You had to have one dumb kid.
The kid became the star.
Of what?
Of shows.
It depends. It depends on how you look
strokes.
At it.
Small Wonder.
You didn't really want to see what Mr. Drummond was up to, though. It was lit when it was Gary Coleman.
Conrad Bain.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't really want to. I mean, he cool and all, but he a little too huggy. You know what I'm saying?
How about the range of the pedophile, our boy, who was the Maytag man? Like, he was this comedic dude all this time, and then he played the pedophile with Arnold in Different Strokes. You remember that? The most important two-episode
arc? This man ain't my boy. I ain't never bought no bicycle from him. I got my bicycle from Walmart, bro. I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
You like pizza, Arnold?
I don't know this dude giving pizza and wine to kids after school. Man, it's 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all getting cracking so early, bro?
Red wine at 12, during school hours?
They could smell it. Yo, other people in the house could smell it on you.
He had
Come
an SLR
on,
SLR camera. Come on.
Guess where that episode is right now?
Where?
Tubi.
Is it?
I watch it on Tubi. It's both parts, and they don't even got the whole series. You can't even watch every episode, but you can watch that one on Tubi if you want to.
When the first episode goes off, it should be like Tubi continued. They should switch it on the whole. Like, branding is everything, bro. That's all I think about. Is that a brand? I'm a brand.
That's all the time we have.
You know what? This is Tubi continued.
I'm so sorry, but our time is up. Clark, what's your favorite color sky?
Favorite color sky?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Light blue, I guess.
Okay.
Light gray blue, is the one I hate the most. But
you hate the gray sky?
Yeah, especially when it's gray but there's no rain. I hate
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah. Fake rain sky, that's wet.
Like,
that's wet.
Either come with the rain or shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Anything you want to tell the people?
Oh man, look at people, dog. Like, that's all you got to do is look at people, and that's where all your answers are. My favorite battle rap on YouTube is this dude named O-Solo. I just watch his clips. And have you seen O-Solo before?
Possibly.
The funniest. This is the time I want to shout out somebody. O-Solo, very good. Clark LaRue Jones. Look at all my clips. Share them. You know.
You want to talk about the festival?
Absolutely. I got so caught up in like shit. DeForeFest.com. We are doing a festival honoring our friend, my brother, Kenny DeForest.
Kenny DeForest.
Who, man, passed away in December in New York, December 14th. And it just feels like it was so long ago, but it wasn't even 4 months ago.
So
we're doing a festival honoring him in his hometown of Springfield, Missouri, April 23rd through 28th. That weekend we're doing shows at Blue Room Comedy Club. All the tickets are available. That Tuesday, his birthday, April 23rd, the city of Springfield is making a declaration of Kenny the Fourth Day. So that's Tuesday. We're going to have shows Thursday through Sunday. We're showing his special, Don't You Know Who I Am. We're having a basketball and yoga event that Friday. We're going to be partying and just celebrating that man. He was a great dude who deserves all the loves that we're showing him. So once again, you can either follow at DeforeFest, DeforeFest, or for tickets, donations, whatever you want to do, DeforeFest.com, DeforeFest.com.
Thanks so much, Clark. Come back anytime.
Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, man. My fun man. Stuff.